for English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Hey there, Bruce.
Oh my god, hi.
Oh my god, where you been, bitch?
Being booked and blessed and successful. I was going to say in success, but I don't think that would have.
Welcome.
But I don't think that made sense.
Well, yeah. Welcome, everyone, to episode 66. 8 months later.
66?
8 months after 65.
We almost had a baby.
We almost did, but something happened. I think, did we just have it prematurely? We should have waited
more month. You know, you live in Texas, so you would have been made to, like...
No, we would have got a coat hanger and did it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was too soon? Oh, tech. Oh. No, that's too soon.
I mean, abortion rights are human health rights, are women's rights. So
much
has a uterus.
So much has happened in 8 months.
Like, you, yeah.
I feel like
your rights as a woman have been attacked, and you know, mine hasn't. Haven't.
Oh, is that a brag?
No.
Are you bragging?
Yes. How's your power, by the way? Oh yeah. It is December 23rd.
Yeah.
And we're like hitting.
The whole country is in the middle of a winter.
The ice storm that's happening? Like, it's
where is that at?
People's lives.
Where's the ice storm?
What? Where is the ice storm?
No, where is it?
That's what I'm asking. Like, aren't we living in it?
No, because not everybody has ice.
I mean, it's cold.
The winter storm that we're all in. Yeah. I thought there was
gonna ask, how's that power grid, though?
Yeah, but I have power, so I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think it's...
No, I'm just being shady. Am I, though? Like, But what episode did you say it was? 66?
Yeah. You have nothing to say? You just asked.
No, I mean, just like, what's up?
What is up with you, Mr. Comedian? Over the last 8 months, Bruce has been like touring all across Chicago. It's like being a comedian extraordinaire. I told him that he needed to change his occupation on Instagram, and he did. I was proud. I saw it yesterday. For the first time, I don't know when you did it, but yesterday I noticed his occupation said comedian extraordinaire.
I was waiting until I actually got paid for a gig.
I don't think
because apparently that is, I think that is like legit. Like, after you get paid to do something, you can be considered that.
Yeah, you could do stuff for free.
I went to school ish for it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you do you. Yeah.
Well, it's a part-time gig, so it's not my full-time job. Because otherwise I'd be
yes
starving.
It is. It's his full-time job. He's 100%. He quit his day job. Bruce is now performing all over the Chicagoland area. And
And I'm currently recording from the Salvation Army downtown because I can't afford my lifestyle being a comedian.
No, actually, he's recording from the Salvation Army because he's giving time this weekend to all the people that need charity. And you're such a philanthropist, Bruce. I am honored to be here interviewing you today.
Whatever. I have my own company. Like, you started your company and then your business on Amazon.
Who has a company?
You.
A company?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
Then you have
an
LLC.
I don't know. That LLC is between the LLC and the government. I have no, that's none of my business.
The LLC is between the other L and the C.
Okay, so what have you been doing?
We've been like evolving. I don't know, in the past 8 months. I think it would be kind of sad if we were just like, well, you know, I haven't really done much.
Well, I mean, we haven't. Well, I haven't. Bruce has done a lot more than me. I mean, I've just been watching the same TV shows I was watching 8 months ago, but in different seasons because everything's progressed so much. Okay, so you know we have I can't even think of the shows. You know, there's Love After Lockup. There's life after lockup. Now there's love during lockup. They have three now, and they're all like the same show. It's just like 90 Day Going On and, you know, 90 Day Fiance. Okay, so there's a new cast that's coming starting. Isn't it this week? The new regular 90 Day is back or something?
I'm not sure, but on Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup, are people just giving up on like dating like sites that are like, you know what? Like, how fucked up is the world that people are like, I'm going to have to date an inmate now?
No, I think
that is the safest thing.
I feel like it's been going on, but now they have a platform.
Oh, now they're getting paid for it. Right?
Hold on. Yeah, they don't get paid a lot. They have to keep them.
Like, did the inmates get like commission? Like,
I don't think the inmates get shit. What is it called? I don't know.
It's not missionary. It's
a commission.
Is it a commission?
I mean, I don't know if you are. I mean,
yeah, you know, whenever
I don't know if they're getting anything. It's not like they're
going to get money to buy stuff.
Commissary. No, the show doesn't pay prisoners. Yeah. No. The only commissary they get,
like, the network is making money off of prisoners that are not allowed to receive income.
I don't know if the prisoners get paid. I think I do know that the person outside does get paid, but they don't get paid a lot, and they only get paid per episode that they appear in. So they don't show the same people in every episode. So they don't get a full season. So like if I was on there, and if I, it's possible if they did 10 episodes, I would only show up in 5 or 6 of them. Because they have so many
live. Think about it. Like, if you're doing life in prison, then you can appear on two more.
Well,
because you can break up with somebody and then just be like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
But I don't know what they're doing with the prisoners. Like, I don't know if they get paid. I know for sure. I don't know if they're even allowed to get paid.
That's what I'm saying.
And they're always still. Anyway, they're like, their life has not had any come up since they've been on the show, a lot of them. So I don't think they were getting paid that much.
I don't know. I've heard of like a lot of people that are still like doing business even while they're incarcerated. I mean,
no, I'm saying like
petty crimes.
I'm saying like legit, like getting paid from the show. None of them have. I can tell they're not paying them enough because they're not, you know, they're not doing anything financially.
Stan, you're like, they're still living in a trailer.
Well, trailer. I didn't say anything about a trailer park, but I mean,
you were thinking it.
No,
you know, they're not getting paid a lot.
Well, I'm just saying, like, these people are not like normal people.
On their trailer in God knows how long. Like,
no. These people are people bitches. That you just don't see these people every day. These are like, and I think something's wrong with most of them. Sometimes the prisoner actually has more sense than the person in outside of jail. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. Like, so, like this one woman, she's so obsessed with finding, she has a roster. I think her name is, I forgot her name, but the guy's name is Hottie. And like everybody's, wait,
so she has a roster.
She has a roster of prisoners. Yes. And they're, she has a roster of prisoners that she's currently dating. And it looks like a football. You know how you play, like, you know how they do fantasy football and they have like the little grid or I don't know what you call it. Yeah. And they have like, she moves them up. So every time one fucks up with her, she puts one at the bottom and she brings one to the top. And the guy at the top is who she like dates like exclusively. This is not exclusive because she's dating all of them, but the one at the top is like, that's like number one bae. That's like, I'm going to marry this one. And then the rest is under. So if he fucks up, she brings number two in. Now he's number one. Like she always has that like a like starting.
It's like a power thing. Like think about it. Like you can have as many people and you know, they're locked up.
Yeah.
You're not going to go anywhere. And you're just like.
I truly feel moral? That's what I feel like she feels. I think she has a low self-esteem. I feel like I don't think she can have that control over a man on the outside.
Clearly, I mean,
well, bless you. I will have to cut that sneeze out. So I feel like she's a mess. Even her daughter is like has more sense than her. Her daughter is like
12,
not 12. No, her daughter's like older than 12. I think her daughter is like 16, 17 or something like that. But her daughter was like, even like, why don't you like, and every time one of her friends tried to tell her, oh, my God, there's something I have to tell you off a mic. Because if I say it on mic, it might be insensitive. So I'm not going to say it. It's not about her. It's about somebody else on that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's about somebody else. But I don't know if I should say it. So I'm going to just tell you offline. It's so funny. But It just made me think about it. I wish I could share it, but
you know, my mustache looks like two rats that are almost kissing, but not really.
Oh my god. They do. Bruce, what is going on? What happened? Did you burn off the middle?
I should teach him how to twerk.
Why is it not growing in the middle? I just noticed this.
It's never grown in the middle.
You've always had a ball patch in your mustache?
Yeah, I'm a bald-ass bitch mustache patch.
Oh, my God.
But wait.
You know, you should get hair implants.
No. Well, whatever. I mean, I don't want to be like everybody else. I'm not going to miss what God intended me to be.
Oh, ugly. Lord. Here we go with that. Okay, so 90 Day Fiance though, I don't know what you how you feel cast about
that's coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. Aren't they coming this weekend? Have you kept up?
I so this is going to be like my week to catch up in the last 2 weeks. I have only watched one. I know there was a two piece, not the get together, the final episode. What is it called? Like the recap. Oh, you know what? I'm confusing it with Living's the Single Life 90 Days.
Mm. Single
Life. Did you watch that?
Yeah, that was a three part. You're talking about their reunion?
Yeah, like 90 Days.
The Single
after
Life.
The 90 Days?
The Single Life.
Whenever Kimbali, whatever, introduces
Kimbali to her son. Oh no, that's still on. Okay, yeah, that's the one that's about to have the reunion this okay. week, or is it New Year's Day? New Year's Eve? New Year's? When is New Year's? Sunday.
Next.
Yeah, week. New Year's next Day Sunday. Is Sunday. Yeah, January. Okay, and I think it's gonna be good because they're doing it different. Like they're making it extra long, and then they're gonna follow them not only in the studio when they're doing the tell all, but they're supposed to put cameras on them. The part that we usually don't see, like when they arrive, and I guess, you know, sometimes they go out to dinner together before the show and after the show. So it's going to follow them after the reunion.
That is like so intrusive and too much at this point. I feel like,
well, I don't think so. These people are not caring about anything being intrusive. They're allowing this. And I feel like, speaking of intrusive, did you see the other reunion for The Single Life? How
the one with
Debbie. Yeah,
the one with Tim and Tim's
Tim.
Yeah, Debbie is moving to Canada or whatever.
Yeah.
She moved to Canada.
Right? She moved to Canada, but Debbie was like doing too much at the reunion. Like she was like picking with everybody and messing with what's homegirl's name? Stephanie's little boy toy from Arizona. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Natalie?
Natalie, okay. Stephanie. It's Natalie. I think it's Natalie. Natalie. They all rhyme. No, like, she was, like, doing too much.
Stephanie, Natalie, Tiffany.
And there is a Tiffany. Isn't there a Tiffany?
Yeah, there is a Tiffany. Yeah, towards the end where, I forget her name, the girl that was married to the guy from Africa. I guess she was, like, exploring her bite side on this episode or in this season.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden she's bisexual. Yeah.
Yeah, so like Debbie, like at the end of the reunion, she's like, "You're a stupid bitch," and it's just like, "Where did that come from?"
Oh, because
like,
she got mad because she was didn't tell her that she was gonna get a divorce or something. Like it was just so odd. Like
it was overproduced. I feel like production is probably telling them like, "Okay, you need to enhance it," and like these people are probably talking like because you know they hang out. And so they're probably talking about like, "Okay, like I'm gonna like say this, and I just need you to react to it," but no, it's not like. At this point, I feel like all those people are just trying to give a storyline because, like, for example, Andre and his...
Oh, my God. Know what I do now? I just fast forward through their scenes now. Because it's...
They're so cringy. She's like, what, a Christian country children's singer?
Well, she's not singing now. She gave that up because she's pregnant now. So that storyline went out the window real quick once she got pregnant and they were like, oh, let's move on to this.
She sings good. I mean, she sang good, but
it was okay. Like, but I mean, she wasn't Mariah Carey, but you know,
no, she wasn't like Kelly Clarkson.
Honey, she wasn't even, I don't know. She just, I don't know. She wasn't she bad, was like, but it's just like, huh? What? What'd you say?
It wasn't bad.
What'd you say? You said something.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. I heard it.
I said Carrie Hillsong.
Carrie Hillsong? Why did you say her name like that?
Isn't that what her name is?
It's Carrie Hilson. Why did you... What?
Oh my God, this whole time I thought it was Carrie Hillsong.
Who are you talking about, first of all? Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, she like got canceled because she tried to come after Beyonce.
Yeah, you're like Hillsong. It's Hilson.
It was a hill that she tried to
H-I-L-S-O-N, Hillsong.
She died on that hill.
Oh my God.
No, she's not that, but her career did.
Ooh. I'm just pushing that button.
Yeah, but do you remember like the Beehab went after her basically and ended her career?
Yeah. And then they started like stomping her CDs in public or some shit.
Oh my God.
Like, you didn't see it? Yeah, like they were taking her CDs and like scratching them or something and like stomping them like on the, you know.
I just knew her career ended, but I didn't know they went that far.
Girl, they were doing everything.
That's crazy.
I mean, at least I don't think they set them on fire.
I hope she's doing good wherever she's at. Like,
she's okay. She's on Apple Music. That's where she's at. Oh my gosh, she just turned 40. She just turned 40. She looks good though. Yeah, she just turned 40 on December 5th.
Oh, she went blonde.
Yeah, one day. I don't know if that's like how recent. Oh, she haven't had an album in a long time.
Well, no, because people were stumping on them.
Her last album on Apple Music, at least, was in 2010. Oh, she has a video, 2020, called Nominate. I never heard the song. Wasn't she the one that had that remix with Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
You're turning me on. Isn't that her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's her.
She had that other...
That was like the one good song I liked from her. I think that's the only song.
She had the other one, like Pretty Girl Rock or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, Pretty. That's the one I just saw too. It's called, Pretty Girl Rock. I don't remember what that sounded like. I have to go make sure I didn't lose that song because I used to have it. Now that song, like, it went pretty good. Turning
the Pretty Girl Rock?
No, Turning Me On. Oh, I do have it. It doesn't play in my library.
Enough about Carrie Hillsong. Wait, what?
Carrie Hillsong is Hilson. Like Carrie Hilson. 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 Like Hilton, Hilson. But with a T or an S.
Like Hilton, but
with an S. Hilson.
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 Yeah.
Let's move on.
Well, you were the one over here, Hillsong. I was like,
well, I thought it was
who Hilsong is she?
This whole time.
Oh my God, you made me lose my train of thought. Okay, so.
So we're talking about 90 days.
I was talking about Debbie. Oh, yeah. So I fast forward through Andre and them because there's this girl on Reddit that was friends with the ex producer of the 90 Day Fiancé. And so this ex producer is on Reddit saying, well, the girl friend of this ex producer was saying that. I guess they asked her, like, who was your favorite couple? Because, you know, each couple kind of gets their own producer to work with while they're filming. And so she said her least favorite to work with that she had to work with was Andre and Libby, because he said that people think that the problem is Libby's family. And the problem is Libby, too, because Libby will act a certain way and then she'll ask people around her, was that good enough for like she'll overreact and say, oh, was that good enough for like, do you think people are going to like that? Like she's trying to be dramatic. And so she said that she was probably one of the fakest people on the show that she worked with. Right. So I was like, ever since I read that, and you can see it because it doesn't surprise me. And then, like, I've been uninterested in their storyline because I was already getting bored with them. And they keep bringing them back and bringing them back. And now I was like, so this past episode, I caught a little bit. I think they're going to, like, family therapy. Oh, she talked about how the dad, remember the fight at Libby's dad's house between Andre and the brother?
The brother.
Remember he invited them over?
Were they fighting at a pool? Like outside of pool?
Yeah, they were at the guy's house. Yeah, they were at the dad's house in the backyard fighting. And they were saying that during that scene, she produced that episode. And she was saying that the dad was even like fake crying. Like he set all of that up knowing good and well what was going to happen. And then she said like his whole thing about like, oh, I just wanted my family to get along. She said it was like the fakest thing she had ever seen while recording the show.
Was the fight real though? Like,
I think the fight was real, but it was not like
it was enhanced.
It was put on. It was forced. It wasn't like.
So like, it's like there is already like some friction between Andre and Liv's brother.
And then
it wasn't enough to be like to cause a fight. Right. And they were just like, no, like instigating it.
Well, she thinks that the dad knew better and they did this on purpose because they knew these two don't get along. And so it's like
I wonder his dad's health, because, you know, he had cancer or something.
Yeah, right? He survived it, supposedly.
Was that real or did they also produce that?
No, I think that's I don't think they're going to lie about cancer.
I don't
cancer.
Know. I mean, these people clearly have like no.
Yeah,
like,
no, know, I like, don't think they're going to lie. That, I mean, that show that would cause too much if.
I mean, the previous administration like took money from, you know, like. What did they do? Like they set up a thing for the Boy Scouts or some shit.
They did a lot of stuff. Them.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think
that people from Florida, not everybody from Florida, just to clear up, but these people from Florida clearly have like, they obviously don't care because they're overproducing all this shit. So I hope they didn't.
Like, no, I don't think the cancer thing, but I think that would have, I think 90 Day in general would have been like that. Yeah. I think that would have came out already by now. You know, and I think 90 Day would suffer. The whole franchise would suffer if they were on there.
Well, as it is, they're on a thin line with like Angela.
Oh, my God. Angela is like, OK, so. Oh, so anyway, back to Libby's dad,
crazy.
Like Libby's dad, you like, you know, he's dating, I guess. So this new episode, they're supposed to, he told like Andre and Libby, he told them like. I'm seeing a woman and so he told them that and then they were all like dead. Who is this woman? Like they were, you know, I haven't seen the woman. I don't know if I skipped or I don't know if they've shown her or if I skipped that part. I hate to be like that with Libby, but like they're getting old.
Probably they're gonna do like a cliffhanger to where he's dating and then there's some sort of like drama.
Oh, no.
And that's going to be the cliffhanger for like the conversation of like, so are you still dating so-and-so type of thing? And then that's going to be into like another thing.
Watch the dad know. Is going to end like up on the single life.
So hard to get like their whole spin-off, kind of like Darcy and
Stacy.
And
the dad is going to end up on the single life watch.
Something. Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Colty. She ended up on the single life.
She? Ooh. Assuming gender.
Colt's mom.
Oh, Debbie.
Debbie. Yeah. She ended up on The Single Life because she wasn't even part of like.
Yeah, she was just Colt's mom.
Yeah.
And now she has her.
She's like, so problematic.
She's on there like.
Made it to.
But she is now. Problematic. Did you see the way she was acting? Oh, you haven't seen the. Yeah, you saw that reunion, right?
She was like crying and then she was
like. It was so. But no reason Colt. Like, I'm sorry, but after that episode that she put on, I believe Colt. I understand why he has such a horrible relationship with his mother, because imagine living with somebody like that. Like he keeps saying like, oh, she always guilt trips me, blah, blah. And I believe him. I think that she probably does. Look how she reacted when homegirl told her it was none of her business about getting a divorce. Like she overreacts. Yeah, she does. It wasn't any of her business. Like she didn't owe you shit. Like, why are you upset at her? Right. Because I don't know.
And it's just like, is that really like a true thing? Or is the production telling her to sort of enhance it, kind of like Libby? You know,
no, I mean? No, like, I think that's Debbie. The only reason I think that's Debbie is because of everything Colt says about her. And she basically proved him right. Like, I think she's a little. I don't know. I just could not imagine if my mother acted like that. Oh, my God. Like, I would not. Be talking to her. Like I could not deal with somebody like that, living with somebody like that. That's why Colt's all the way he is. All of a sudden she had a voice after all. I mean, I don't know. She was just quiet, and all of a sudden she has a voice.
I mean, Carrie Hillsong had a voice.
Okay, Hillsong. Oh, my God. Here's the way you say it. Hillsong. Carrie Hillsong.
So there's like this documentary. Have you heard of it? It's Hillsong United, about the mega church that was a sex cult and shit.
Oh, I have not.
Yeah, it's a documentary. I forget what streaming platform it's on, but
probably Netflix.
Hillsong United is like this. Probably it could either be Netflix or anyway. But yeah, it's like this congregation, kind of like that one dude from Texas that wouldn't let the people whenever the hurricane happened.
Really? You're going to say that one dude?
Yeah, what's his name? Like, there's plenty of them.
No, you know, like, yeah, everybody knows this person. Like,
I know who it is. I just forget his name.
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen. Like, fuck him. It's just like that. But in this, it was a sex cult, and so they do a documentary about it. But anyway, we were just talking about Hillsong.
Hillsong. Okay. Well. Have you seen, since you're such a big Lilo fan, did you watch her Christmas movie?
I did.
Oh, my God. I thought you were about to say I did it. I was about to be shook on the floor, like gagging from breath. I was like, not Bruce, not watching it. Oh, my God. Did you like it? I mean, here's the thing. I think she did good. But me personally, I just don't really like many Christmas movies anyway, like unless they are like the adult type of Christmas movies where, you know, you wouldn't bring your 5-year-old to watch it. But I hate the whole like, oh, my God, she met this guy and they fell madly in love. I mean, it was just like a Hallmark movie. The only reason I stuck through it was because I tried to support Lindsay. But I mean, she did good. She looked cute. I wish they had focused more on her being like a self-entitled bitch. I wish that was more, because I love that for her on TV. Like, I would love to see her in that role. Like, you know, just like Regina George on crack. Like, you know, like, I want to see that. But I felt like in the beginning when she walked through the hotel, I was like, oh, who's this bitch? Yes, girl, walk. And then all of a sudden she turned into this nice, like, I was like, no, Lindsay, be a bitch. Be mean. Be like, you know, and I just didn't get that. I don't know. I guess I was missing, you know, Katie when she got too big for her britches, as the older people say, and in Mean Girls, and she turned into a plastic. And I mean, I just love that role for Lindsay. And so I was hoping that I could see a plastic Lindsay in this new Christmas movie, but it turned out to be. Ugh. And then the cast of people that they picked her to play her love interest. I mean, you could have got a better looking guy. Not that he's ugly, but I just felt like. And then the guy that she was with that she left. I mean, what was that about? I felt like he was in our family, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Oh, yeah, he was. That's right. Yeah. At the end.
Yeah, he ended up with the bellboy, which I thought he was going to end up with the mountain man.
Oh, my God. I was gagging for that.
Like, have you seen his Instagram?
No. Who, the mountain man? No. You would go look at the mountain man. I didn't even think.
But that was a cute gay twist. Like, it didn't end up with like him and ended up with the bellboy.
Like, that would have been like
bottoms. Yay.
They're bussy bumping.
Lindsay literally said, oh, y'all wanted a twist.
Here's two twinks for you.
But like, that's breaking the glass ceiling, right? Because you would expect God. For him to end up with the mountain man, but it's like,
well, that whole
glass ceiling, like, the mountain. There's no bottom shaming.
Oh, but, my God. No, I mean, we can't bottom shame because we're bottom. Well, I'll admit I am. But so, like, you can't bottom shame yourself. It doesn't work that way.
Podcast.
This is not a family podcast. And if you are a family listening to this podcast, hey.
Merry Christmas Eve, bitch. No, it's today's Merry Christmas
Eve, bitch. It doesn't. I don't know when this is going to air, though, so it may be New Year's.
What was that song? Eve had the tambourine.
Shake Your Tambourine. Yeah, it was called Tambourine.
Yeah, by Eve. Eve. But going back to the topic at hand, yes, I did watch the movie. I didn't think it was like the greatest. I just think Lindsay was having fun and she's like, all right, I'm going to make like a fun, silly Christmas movie. Like it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
It was just like,
it was Christmas.
It was Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I didn't like about it. It was too like Hallmark-ish. I
wanted somebody to die.
Not die. I just wanted, like, I wanted a, you know what I want? I want a movie like Bad Moms Christmas. Those are like good movies. You know what I mean?
I wanted a concussion. I wanted a whole face transplant whenever she hit that train.
Like, I just
wanted. She realizes that the beauty is inside and not
outside. No, I'm glad they didn't do that either. Oh my God. That's another plot twist. Oh my God,
can you imagine?
That's another. That would have been like a. That would have been another snooze fest if she had done that.
No, like, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would have, because it's so like unrealistic. That doesn't happen. Pretty people don't hit trees and then get disfigured and then and all of a sudden they care about what's on the inside. No, they spend the rest of their lives hating themselves.
Look at Chloe.
Chloe who?
Anyway, I
think no, Chloe who? There's multiple Chloes.
Yeah, exactly. I think having like a disfigured
face. You asshole. I just understood this now. I am like 12 seconds slow, but I got it. But see, I don't think that Khloe Kardashian was ever bad looking. Like, I blame the media for that.
I think, yeah, she's gone too far. She was a stunning girl.
No, the media is to blame for her transformation because the media made her feel like, and I'm just quoting, the big one is what they used to call her. Like,
yeah,
they used to always call her the big one. Like, and it was, imagine though. Like
Rob wasn't big.
I mean, they were calling her that before Rob. Yeah. And plus, you know, standards are different from women.
Yeah.
Different standards from women. So. But like, you know, I remember like, I just imagine growing up, like not growing up, but just imagine being famous. And then you have two other siblings. And every time the media talked about you, it was always like, oh, the ugly one or the big one. I mean, yeah, that would take a toll. Because it's not just the media now. Now it's the fans. Now it's people on Instagram. Now it's the comments in your inbox. Now it's like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine that. And if you have the money, I imagine that she would probably. I mean, I'm not going to lie. If I was unhappy with something on my face, I would get it fixed real quick. Like, I would get a cheek job, a nose job. I mean, but I like my nose. So I think my nose is cute. But I'm just saying, like, if somebody's going to be like. Really, Stan? Is it, girl? Okay. Somebody's overconfident.
Christmas didn't come for somebody because they still have their original.
They still have their original nose.
Oh my God, that'd be great. Like, it looks like somebody didn't get a Christmas present.
You're such a bitch.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, you are. That was a deep down dig. That was a low key dig.
I don't like my nose either. So
no, I don't have any problems with my nose. I was trying to think
I don't like my nose.
There's nothing wrong with your nose. I mean, at least it doesn't look
because whenever I smile, like it makes this like
that's why you don't smile, Bruce. I don't like my mouth when I smile. It gets all like up, like it starts like. Turning.
That's why you use mice.
Yeah, you try, but then I just look like I'm looking for like a fruitcake or something. Like
you're like searching for Walmart. So,
I'm smizing right now for those that can't see, like which are all of you. So, oh my God. Okay, so. What else is on TV?
No, I was just going to say it was a cute movie and good for Lindsay. Maybe she'll do something else. I watched her interview. You know how Vogue does
the 100,000 questions?
A couple of years for their looks.
Oh, I thought
and then they sit or they print out a lookbook. And then so Lindsay's like the celebrity sits down and goes through the book and like talks about the looks and stuff. And I watched that and she was talking about the movie and then some other stuff. And it was just like, wow. She had to kill her sister in the Parent Trap in order for her to be successful. Because think about it. What if the sister was more successful?
Oh, my God. Really?
Anyway, I'm looking forward to her projects coming up. She has a song with the movie, Jingle Bell.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I listened to it all season.
She, Yeah, she did the song.
It sounds good.
She was talking, actually, I watched an interview about the movie, and they were mentioning that she should do sort of like an homage to the Mean Girls Jingle Bell scene. And she's like, no, we're not touching Mean Girls. Like, I don't think like we're ever going to try to like redo anything like that. It's just a movie by itself. And so she was like, the only thing that I could do is maybe like redo the song, right? And so they were like, okay, yeah, that would be cute. And I mean, it was smart because you release a single with it because it's nostalgic to like the millennials,
the greater community,
I guess. Yeah.
The
we're the ones with disposable income. Your income since exposed. No, but yeah, I think it was cute. So we'll see what she does now that she's like getting back into like the public eye, because you know she lives in Dubai. She just got married too, right?
Oh, she did. I didn't know she got married.
Yeah, she got married and she lives in Dubai. So she was talking about that.
They should have put on the Real Housewives of Dubai.
Well, her show got canceled after one season.
I know, that's why she should have been on the Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show. Well, I enjoyed the show. I watched it. I thought it was fun. I wanted to go to that beach club. I'm surprised you only watched two. I'm surprised you didn't watch the whole thing. I liked her
support, but there's still boundaries. Like, you know what?
There's still boundaries.
Has helped me to recognize boundaries. And celebrity worshiping is unhealthy. So
it's not like, worship to watch her show.
I'm not going to sacrifice an ugly child just because I'm worshiping you. Like, I'll watch your show.
Wait, that's ugly child? What are we talking about? Who's sacrificing children?
Well, maybe a Republican somewhere. Oh, I don't know. Ooh, I mean, they are.
This is not a political show.
It's not, but there's like 700,000 kids in foster care system. And you know, if you're pro-life, how come you don't have a baby of your own? Just saying. Good for Lindsay.
I mean, I can't argue with it. I can just hit the like button.
I'm not trying to argue. It's just like, it's not political.
I'm just hitting the like button. That's it right there.
That is how it sounds.
It does, right? On one of those. Yeah. Isn't it like on Facebook? So,
you know, the other day I forgot I because my phone is like 95% of the time on vibrate. So the other day I had it on for notifications and I refreshed
that happened to
Twitter,
me.
And I was like, oh, that sounds so cute.
Wait, that happened to me. I swear to God, yesterday. But it wasn't Twitter. It was Facebook. I didn't even know that they made sounds when you like something.
Yeah, and like the heart and the little thing, they make different sounds.
Yeah, and then my mom called me today, and I was at the grocery. I was at the Kroger, and I didn't even know I had a ringtone. I was like, whose phone is that? Like, answer it. Like, I am like, answer your phone, assholes. And I'm looking around, and it's like, I'm looking at my pocket. I was like, oh, shit, I got phone call? What is this? I didn't realize that I still had notifications on.
What's your ringtone?
It's like, I don't know, something from Apple. Wait, you can call it and find out. It's like,
I don't have your number.
Bitch, you do have my number, you whore. My God.
Yeah, I forget like that there's noise. What did you say?
What? I didn't say anything.
Oh, now I was gonna say I forget that there's noises on the applications because I don't turn on my phone.
I never have. Because at work, it's like, oh, no, that's my computer. that's not it.
That's your computer?
My computer picked the call up. So that's the generic Apple sound. No, it's like this other. Wait, I'll just go into my ringtones and find it. Meanwhile, how do you feel about Angela and you keep playing with your mustache and it's like pulling it and he's making these like smiling faces when he pulls it. So it's like, what is he doing? Oh my God, you look like one of the toy soldiers outside of the like a what you call it? The Nutcrackers? That's what you were looking like. Well, when you do that to your face, oh my God, somebody else looks like that. We thought they were a garden gnome. Maybe they're like a nutcracker. I just thought about that. Inside joke. Oh my God.
That's so mean.
I am not mean. You said it. Bruce, you were the one that gave that person that name.
No.
Yes, you were. You was like, oh my God, he looks like a garden gnome. And I was just like, oh my God, he does. But now I just saw Toy Soldier vibes.
Cartoon.
I just saw that, like, I just saw Nutcracker vibes.
Wait, but you're saying that I look like a Nutcracker?
No, you did. I didn't say. Oh my God, it wasn't even like that. I'm just saying, like, when you did that thing with your face a minute ago, when you pulled on your mustache, you made a Nutcracker expression. See, that's what Nutcrackers look like. He just did it again. And so when you did that, I thought about the garden gnome. And then I was like, oh my God, the garden gnome actually looks like a Nutcracker. And you gave that person that name of garden gnome.
No, I didn't.
Well, yes, you did. I didn't think of that, Bruce. That was not me. But trust me, I would have never thought of something that funny. That was pretty funny. That was all. Speaking of transition period. The drag race, I haven't paid attention to drag race since.
So right now it's Canada versus the world.
Oh my God.
It's all right.
Where's the regular drag race? Oh, it's coming, right?
Yeah, season 15.
It's going to be on MTV now.
On MTV. But actually, so MTV owns...
Yeah,
don't they own VH1?
Well, the company that owns them owns all of them, like Viacom, I think. Yeah, Viacom. So they're all the same. They're sisters. They're sister stations, yeah. But it's just weird that they keep flip-flopping. She's like, on our new home, I'm MTV. And I'm like, girl, you just one channel over.
From Logo to
VH1. And then to
Paramount one of those, Plus.
Yeah, the app. Paramount Plus was a bad decision. Yeah, it was
Paramount Plus.
Then that was a horrible decision.
Was it on
decision.
HBO? No, it wasn't on HBO.
Paramount Plus was a horrible decision.
Yeah, Paramount Plus was horrible because everybody was bitching about it. And then after Paramount Plus, then it went back to VH1, and now it's on TV. But you know, that's like the progression of a gay messy lives, right? Like you're at different places.
Yeah, every you're 6 months.
I'm trying to grow and find myself. You're just milking different sugar daddy.
Right? Oh. Like, which one of you networks are gonna get? Oh my God.
So far, I've taken 6 loads. So,
6 what?
Loads.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, hold on.
Bruce, I thought this was children television or a family podcast. Didn't you say this was a family podcast? You said this was a family podcast. Oh my goodness. I had never in my life.
Family
I had never in my life heard such language out of Bruce's mouth. He said he took 6 loads.
Not me. Drag race at this point from the networks.
No, let's just make one thing clear. I have never taken any kind of 6 loads. I don't even know what those are.
My virgin ass can barely just...
I can barely do a number 2 and you're over here talking about taking loads. I can This got dirty real quick. Nasty. Ew, you 2 nasty bottoms. Ew. You get 2 bottoms on a podcast. What do they talk about?
I'm so tight I can barely poop. Like, bitch, you're constipated.
You reminded me of that meme with Stewie from Family Guy where he's talking about how I flirt and he goes, ooh, my booty hole is so tight right now.
My booty hole is so tight.
You know how he talks. My booty hole is so tight right now.
My back.
Oh my God. That was funny. Okay. Well, it was good catching up with you today, Bruce.
Yeah, oh my God. Go stretch your hole. And so I hope you can.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yeah. Take some fiber.
It's called Pure for Men. Okay. You're welcome.
Are you drinking Sonic right now?
No, this is Chick-fil-A, the homophobic chicken company. Homophobia. Hey, no, we're not because we're not even on yet. So we're gonna cancel us from who? Our free podcast.
Never made it.
We don't even have sponsors, so fuck off. But yeah, this is Chick-fil-A.
As you're holding that Chick-fil-A cup.
Chick-fil-A, oh my God. That company, the owner, oh my God. He would go like...
Homophobic.
He would be so angry at us if I promoted his chicken company and we're talking about...
You're like, you know what? This is a milkshake. It's a man milkshake. You know how many loads it has in it?
Did you see Brandon? You know Brandon Jordan?
I don't know him, but yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Brandon Jordan. And he... Yeah. Did you see his post? The Chick-fil-A post?
She or they?
I don't know. I think he goes by he or she. She. I don't know. But did you see the post? Hello? Bruce.
Which one?
The one at Chick-fil-A.
No.
Ugh, girl. It was so good. So it was about... he's at Chick-fil-A eating a number 7 from McDonald's. He goes, now I know why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. It's because they're having drag brunch. he goes, that's why you hate the gays so much, girl. You're a homosexual. Sissy. Oh, my God. Dream guest on this podcast would be Brendan.
I think there was another one where, I don't see their pronouns on their bio, so I'm just going to be safe and call them. There was the other one where they're eating the chicken. Is it the chicken sandwich? And like there's a head shake that's like.
No, he was in Miami.
Was it in Miami?
Celebrating his father's birthday, and it was the Lettuce cake. And remember, I'm in Miami eating tres leches. And he goes, I can't. Oh, I wish you could like visualize this in audio. Because so that, I watch it like and then times. At the end, he looks at the camera.
He looks at the camera and there's like this like sensual.
It's like the sexual look almost, but it's just like,
yeah, it's like
this cake just like violated my mouth. Flush, right? Yeah, it's like this cake just violated my mouth and I loved every minute of it. That's what happened to me. I felt so I connected with that video because my first time having a tres leches cake. Ooh, girl, it was like an
or. Where did you have it from?
I had it from actually, you know where I got it from? My first piece actually came from Fogo de Chao. I was at like a Christmas dinner with a job that I had like 13 years ago. And they took us out and I ordered the most expensive dessert they had. And that was it. I think that slice of cake was like $30. It was like this little slice. That was the best. And ever since then, I became a fan of the cake, but it was so moist. And it was like milk just exploding everywhere in your mouth. And like, everything was just so sweet. And then there was like mixtures of like chocolate and like, oh my God. Oh my God.
It was, I'm going to sound I'm so basic, parched. But have you had Chewy's?
Yes, I have. Theirs is good too.
Oh my God. That shit is so fucking good. Like
I've had theirs.
Some of the other things on the, like for Tex-Mex restaurants.
I know because Bruce is not. Just is
top tier for me.
Okay. So. I know, shit. Okay. So I just thought about it. My birthday's coming up. A bitch is about to be 40. Not really, but like, I feel like it on my way there. So no, but my birthday's coming up in like 2 weeks. And so I was thinking I had went to
Capricorn.
Goat. Okay. Goat. Hello. I'm a throat goat. Was a goat. You know that Kim Petras song? Have you heard that? Oh my God. It's called Throat.
Kim Petras.
Yeah, but the song is called Throat Goat. You need to listen to it. Oh my God. So my friend got me into it like over the summer. And like now I be in the car, that song comes on. She'd be like, I'm a throat goat. Ah. It's so good. It is so good. She goes, bitches wish they could suck like me. And like, the song is so good. I was like, oh my God, Kim. Like, okay. So anyways, I was thinking, cause there's a restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been, have you been when you were here years, whenever you come here, have you ever been to, El Tiempo? Have you been there? Mm-mm. Okay. So El Tiempo is kind of like
the time in Spanish.
It's a restaurant too. So, and it's either, I don't know, it's like a mixture between like Mexican and Tex-Mex, because it's like they do a little bit of both. Like I would call it like
Tex-Mex is Mexican.
Yeah, but you don't really consider it real Mexican food.
No,
you don't. So what I'm saying is that it's kind of like a mixture of like what I would say is Tex-Mex and what you would say is not real food.
Segregate the menu because it's like
it's not really segregated, but it's like some of the stuff I think is like authentic Mexican. And I think some of the other stuff is like, oh, yeah, this is Tex-Mex, like the nachos that they make. Yeah, but they have a Tres Leches cake. And it was good. Is the best probably can I've you had. Ship it? I think you can. You should order it.
Can you?
I don't know. I think so. You can ship anything these days. This is America, isn't it?
Well, is it a chain or is it a local chain?
It's a local chain. So the family lives here. Yeah, it's like family owned, but they own. There's a bunch of locations, but it's like local to Houston. And but they probably are like on Gold Belly or something. I don't know. You know, everybody's on Gold Belly now.
Gold Belly.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Gold Belly. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Oh, we have to plug them so we can get sponsorship. So after I talk about this cake, Gold Belly is an app that you can download at your app store right now and or Android store if you prefer receiving your texting green. And you can buy food from all over the country. So you know that favorite restaurant that you go to in New York every time you visit? Well, now you can have it brought right to your house in 2 days on ice. Yeah. So
how
like,
much does it cost?
Well, it depends on what you order. There's no monthly subscription. So there's not like a subscription. You just buy as you need. So you go in there.
It's just like a service.
Yeah, it's like a service. And then basically these restaurants, they all join this site and then they put their food on there and you can buy it from there. Like you can get lobster brought in from Maine and to your house the next day. You can get a muffalata from New Orleans, you know, from your favorite restaurant in New Orleans. You can get like cake if your favorite bakery in South Carolina and you can have it shipped to your house and you can get your favorite whatever. So like if there's
a Leches cake from El Tiempo in Houston.
Well, I don't know if they're on there. That's why I say they could be. But I told it was so good where I told that girl, I was like the girl, the waitress. I was like, girl, do you ship? No, I didn't say ship. I said, do you offer this in sheet? Shit.
She's like, no, my ass hole's so tight.
She's like, my booty hole is so tight right now.
Oh my God. Have you ever watched that clip? It's like the Magic School Bus.
Ew, like, yes.
And it's like a hole that's opening and closing. And it's like, Miss Frizzle, what is that? And they do a voiceover and she's like, girl, that's a booty hole.
Yes, I've seen that. No, but yeah, that's so I asked her, I was like, girl, do you guys make this in a sheet cake? Like, I want the whole thing. Like, I want more than a slice. And she was like, yeah, we do. And I was like, how much is it? And I can't remember what she said. And I was like, oh, I'm coming here for my birthday. And I want one for my.
You better clap.
I'm going to clap those cheeks. So I was like,
well, I mean, yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Tex-Mex. Huh? No, I'm saying like, you better clap. Like, I'm coming back for my birthday and you better sing.
Oh, no, I was going to order the cake and then go pick it up and bring it home. A whole cake.
You're like showing up randomly to the restaurant. Like, my birthday's in 3 weeks. You show up the next week. My birthday's
in 2 weeks. My birthday's next week, guys. I don't see the cake. Is it cooking yet? Did you get the ingredients? You know, I like five cheeses.
You show up for your
I like Jesus. Like, I like five milks in my three milk order. Cake. What?
You show up for your birthday to the restaurant.
I'm like telling everybody.
Officer outside with a restraining order.
It's, like, it's my birthday.
It's like, we know. We need you to go away.
Oh my God.
That feels harassed.
I just thought about that. I got to do that.
But it's been cute catching up.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yasquid. Oh my God. So nice catching up with you, Bruce. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Oh my God. But I am so sad because I have a feeling that we're not going to do another episode until February or March.
It's already January.
Christmas hasn't even happened, Bruce. Oh my God.
You're like, Jesus hasn't even born yet.
Santa Claus hasn't Santa Claus hasn't even came down my chimney yet, Bruce. What are you talking about?
How can he? He can barely poop.
True.
Oh my God, I read this thing about this. I think it was like somewhere in Europe. It was somewhere in Europe. This guy had like a bomb from World War II and like shoved into his ass. And so the hospital had to be evacuated. It was like a missile from World War II. And he like shoved it up his ass. And so he had to go to the hospital.
They thought it was going to like blow up inside of him.
I don't know. But like the hospital had to be evacuated. It was a story. I think I saw it on. It was on one of the news.
TMZ. Outlets.
No, it wasn't TMZ. Well, I don't know. It could have been. But anyway.
Girl, they have online ordering.
Yeah, don't shove bombs up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the medical field is very stressed out right now.
I bet. Okay. I'm done here. Okay. Well, Bruce, thanks for chatting with us today, me and our listeners. And this was a good interview.
Oh, he was from the UK. He was from the UK.
Oh, wow. So he was about to blow up London.
He's like, I got a missile up me ass.
It's Tuesday, isn't it? You said, got a missile up me ass. Me ars.
I got a missile
up me ars.
Up me ass. What? So this is a Wendy's.
Oh my God.
I got Baconator up my ass.
Anyways, Bruce, don't ruin the Baconator for me. Did you just say the Baconator?
Yeah, what is this? Like, what's happening? So many poop and like whole jokes.
I don't know. This is all you. This is all you. You are giving this vibe. This is, we unpacked a lot today.
We impacted a lot.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not constipated anymore.
Oh my God.
See, that emotional hole just opened.
It never ends.
All right. Well, happy Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Oh my God. Too. Speaking of this girl. Wait, I think we talked about this a while ago. Okay. So we're about to go. Talk to you guys next time. But I'm going to leave you on this nice little story I had at the Crate and Barrel last week. I was Christmas shopping. And there's this lady in there that's always like nice. She's like really, really nice, right? And she says to me, "Happy holidays. Have a Merry Christmas." And then she goes, "Don't forget Kwanzaa." And then I turn around and I'm like, "Bitch, now you know, none of us Black people celebrate Kwanzaa." And that's the end of the story.
She should have been like Kwanzaa Williams. I went to high school with her.
I could not believe it. I was just like, Kwanzaa. I was like, what's that girl? Because I can say, and I think we've had this conversation before, but I've never met another Black person that celebrated Kwanzaa. Really? Never. No one in my family celebrates it. Oh.
Wait, was she white or Black?
The lady at the store?
Yeah.
She was Black. And that's why I was girl.
Maybe she's African?
No.
She's
no. She's not African.
How do you know?
And first of all, Kwanzaa isn't even African. Like when you look it up, they say it's like African American, which doesn't make any sense to me because I don't know any African Americans that are celebrating Kwanzaa.
So Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African American culture.
And I don't get that because none of us have celebrated that.
It's based on the African Harvest Festival tradition from various parts of West and Southeast Africa. Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966.
It's new.
No, I'm looking it up.
No, I know. That's what I said. It's new. Like 1966, that's not that old of a holiday.
Yeah, it's fairly new.
Yeah, that means nobody, that's why nobody's celebrating it. This is some stuff that came up during the Black Power movement, I think, probably. I wonder. That would make a lot of sense. Did they say the origins?
Practice of references. Symbolism. Observances. I was going to say that I know house music is so in right now, or intro is so house music.
Intro?
Yeah.
What is intro? Oh. Yeah. I thought you... Never mind. Girl, I feel so stupid right now. I was like, what is intro? Okay.
What is an intro?
Oh my God, my booty hole's so tight right now. I don't know anything about no intro. I only do outros. Speaking of outros, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.